Today's shiur in the Daf Yomi is Daf Kuf Nun Vav in the Gemara in Shabbos, next to last Daf in the entire Masechta, and we're going to begin on the bottom of Kuf Nun Hey Omud Beis, with the bottom words of Tanu Rabbanon on the very last line. So the Gemara begins, Tanu Rabbanon, we bring down a brisa, continuing the discussion of kneading with a K. Tanu Rabbanon, Ein Govlinus HaKoli, a person isn't allowed to go and knead this Koli. Koli Rashi tells us it's Kemach Shel Tvua, it's the flour over here of Tvua, Shenis Yavsha, that was toasted, it was parched, Kishen Kloyos, while it was still in its kernel. So it's like a popcorn of some sort. And he says, you're not allowed to go and knead this with water. In other words, you can't go and put water into this toasted popcorn type of grain flour. But then he brings down an opinion that says in the Braisa that you are allowed to be govelet. You are allowed to add water to it. So, who is the opinion, the second opinion here that says you are allowed to do the govelet? So the Gemara tells us this is the man that we had yesterday. Rechista tells us, turn to the Aleph. Rav Yosef Yehuda here. This is the opinion of Rav Yosef Yehuda that we learned about yesterday. However, the Gemara says, "V'hani mi l'hudu mishani." Even Rav Yosef Yehuda says you're only allowed to do this if you do some sort of a shinui. Hech mishani, what sort of a shinui, what sort of a different way do you have to do it? So Rav Chista, al yad. You have to do this slowly, a little bit at a time. The Rabbeinu Chananel, we don't have Rashi in this, Rabbeinu Chananel says it means ma'at, a little bit at a time. You can't do a large amount. That makes it a shinui, and that is allowed to be done. Gemara says, Vishavin, but everybody agrees, the Tanakhama and this Yesh Omrim, this opinion of Rosi Rabbi Yehuda, everybody agrees that you are allowed to go and be Bo Hashim, which to stir, to mix, as Hashosis, there's something called Shisisa, the Shosis on Shabbos. Rashi tells us the very bottom Rashi on the previous Daf, and he tells us that you're allowed to go and take this Shisisa, meaning the Shemen, and Mayim and Melach that was mixed with this Koli. So you're allowed to go and do that. So the Gemara says, everybody says, Vishavin, everybody says you're allowed to do that. And likewise, the Braisa says, Vishosim Zesim HaMitzvah. You're also allowed to go and drink this Zesim HaMitzvah. This is a certain drink that we had previously. This is some type of a beer that they used to make. And they believe that it had certain benefits from a medicinal point of view. So you're allowed to go and drink this on Shabbos because people drink this anyway for other purposes as well. The Gemara says, wait a second, how can you tell me everybody says you're allowed to go and do this? V'amris in Govlin. The Tanakhama says you're not allowed to go and do the mixing of the Koli. And Shisisa is similar to Koli, except it has some additional ingredients added to it. So how can you tell me that he says here that you're allowed to do this? And the Tanakhama previously said you're not allowed to do this. So he says, Lokasha, there's no problem over here because they're talking about different types of consistency. Haba'ava, the first initial statement that the Tanakhama made that you're not allowed to go and mix this Koli is because it's very thick. That's why you're not allowed to go and mix it, because that is real mixing if you do it. As Rashi brings down, Ein Govlin Beraka Bochushin Shane Zolisha. So the Ava, you're not allowed to go do it, but with the Raka, Haberaka, the second place where he says Vishavin Shabokh Mesasis is when it's loose, it's very thin, it's not very thick, then you're allowed to go and mix it. And even here, Bahani Mi Ludimishani, but you have to do it with some sort of a shinoi. Again, Hechi Mishani, what is the way you do it with a shinoi? So the Gemara says, Bechol Nosin as a Chometz, Yachakak Nosin as a Shosis. The normal way that you make this mixture of the Shosisa is that you first add the Chometz, you add this vinegar over here to it. Rashi had brought down that you have various other ingredients in it, the Mayim, the wine, the oil. So you also have vinegar in it, apparently. And on a weekday, the normal way to do this without a Shinui is that you first add the vinegar, and then you add the Shosis, is the floury, toasted grain material. B'Shabbos, on Shabbos, do it the opposite way. Nosin as the shosis first. First put in the shosis, and then v'achakach nosin as a chomis, then add the vinegar to it afterwards. And this way it'll be a shinui, and it will remind you that you're doing this only in a shinadik way, and you won't come to do it in the regular way. Gemara says, Levi berei derav huna barchia ashkri legadlo devei noshe, or others have the gears of devei nasha. In any event, Levi, who was the son of Rav Huna Bar Chiya, once found that this person who was in charge of feeding his father's animals, Rashi says, Shomer Behemos Aviv, he was in charge of the animals of his father, Umagabo Macholin, and he was going and kneading their food on Shabbos in a way that that Levi thought was inappropriate. The Kogovu Vasafi Lel Sarah, he was mixing over here water with this mursan, with the fodder that they would give the animals, and he did this on Shabbos. And Levi thought that this wasn't allowed. And therefore, Botash Bey, he gave him a zatz, he kicked him, and he told him, hey, you're not allowed to do this. right? Because Rashi says the ha kuli alma abolo govlin tnan, because he said that the Tanakhama holds that you're not allowed to go and do this. That seems to be the accepted opinion, that you're not allowed to go and do this. So his father comes along, Levi's father comes along, Rav Huna Bar Chiya, also Avua Ashichei, Rav Huna Bar Chiya comes and finds him that he did this. So Amalei, his father told him, no. This is what the father of your mother said. In other words, your maternal grandfather, my father-in-law, this is what he said. Mishmei the Rav, name of Rav. And by the way, who was your maternal grandfather? Umanu. That's Rav Yirmiyah Bar Abba. And he said as follows, that in the name of Rav, Govlin below Maspin. That you're allowed to go and do this kneading, you're allowed to mix it in this way, however, below Maspin. Rashi explains this means, Ain Mamirin Osun, you're not allowed to go and force feed him. We had this the other day, the Mamirin was like sticking it into the back of the animal's throat. So you're allowed to go and mix it to allow the animals to eat it, but you can't go and force feed the animals. What about a very young animal? Rashi says, there's a very young calf that doesn't yet know how to eat. So if you don't force feed it in some way, it's going to die. So then, you're allowed to go and force feed it. Mahalkitin, we said, was one of the ways of putting the food into the animal's mouth. And then, by the way, that which we said, that you're allowed to go and mix it with the water, so Rashi explains, the mutul agav mursin, you can go mix the bran, the mursin, with the water, so you have to do it with a shini. You have to make a shini, as we said. What is the shini over here? So Rav Yehimar Bar Shalmiya, Mishmei Dabayi, so Rav Yehimar Bar Shalmiya said in the name of Abayi, Shasi the Erev. Shasin Erev, that's what we call a cross. So you can do it, Rashi says, Pam Achas Molich, Hamakel Shte Shasi, Upam Achas Erev. So you can basically stick the spoon into this mixture and go once down in a vertical direction, and then the whole machlokus amongst the posts, whether you leave it in there or you have to take it out and then mix it in a horizontal direction, or can you do it right in there and make another extra stroke in there. In any event, that's the shina that you'll have to do. Where it says, well, it's not going to do a very good job of mixing it. So what else can you do? So where it says, I'm Rav Yehuda, Minaru Likli. Rashi explains, when you pour it from one kli into another kli, that's a simple way to understand this. Others say that it means you shake the kli over here, but the simple way to understand it is that you're pouring it into another kli. So that will mix it further. Where it says, Kosev Apikase de Ze'iri. Ziri had a notebook. He had a pincus. It's like a ledger, a notebook, where he would keep his notes. They didn't used to have the ability to write down. At that point in time, we didn't have the famous heter of Rebbe, Eslas Osa Shem Eferus or Secha. So they used to keep personal notebooks. They were allowed to go and review their material, but they didn't publish anything. They didn't write things down for public usage. So he used to write down on a pincus. Rashi says these are luchos kishura zoom zo. These are boards or papers that are connected one to the other. Kos and shosochron, like the merchandise people keep records of their merchandise. So in any event, it was written down on Ziri's notebook. Amris kadam Rebbe. It said, I once asked this question before my Rebbe. Who is this Rebbe? Umanu, it's Rav Chiya. Ziri's Rebbe was Rav Chiya. In any event, he asked him, Ma'u l'gabel, is a person allowed to go and stir over here this mixture of the mursun and the water on Shabbos? So Amar also said, no, you're not allowed to go and do this. A person is not allowed to go and do this when it's very thick. However, ma'u l'farik, now Rashi understands l'farik means l'seis mitoch kli shelifnei behemazu v'loseis l'fnei b'chaverta. Can you go and take the food from one animal and go give it to another animal? So that's the way Rashi understands this. Tosus has a different understanding. He says niru l'ri, that means l'harik ha'mayim v'gam ha'morsu m'kli o'kli. That's what we just said before, minaru l'kli, to go pour it from one kli into another kli and go and mix it in this way. So that's what Tosus says to the b'farik. In any event, that he asked his Rabbi, Rav Chiya, and Rav Chiya told Zire that that is mutter. Amar mutter. Amar Rav Nasha says the following halacha. Chad kamei chad. Rashi explains that when you're dealing here is a separate issue. Milsa b'api nafshehu. And he says, chada mida shirigilin loses l'behema mutter loses l'b'shabbos. The amount that you normally give an animal, you're allowed to put in front of it on Shabbos. And tray, kamei tray, you can put into the same trough. Rashi says, "Uchein tarte, kamei tarte, ha'ochlos be'evus echad." If you read it from the same trough, and the two animals instead of one, you can double the amount of food that you're putting into there. That's not a problem. Chad kamei chad, utrei kamei tray. However, shapadami, that's permissible. To losu kamei tray also, but to put in enough food for three animals and only two animals are eating it, that's too much tircha, and you're not allowed to go and do this. So actually says, ho, you have lo, since you wouldn't do this on a weekday, so this is considered tircha de lo tzarech, and you're not allowed to do this. And certainly, he says, to put in twice as much food for one animal, that's not good. If you can't do three for two, you can't certainly do two for one. Okay. That's the opinion of Rav Menashe. Rav Yosef disagrees. Rav Yosef Omar, kav, you can even put in a kav, which is a large amount. Avil kavayim, even two kavs. And Ulo says, no, even more than that. Ulamar, kor, even a kor is 30 saw. Afilu kavayim, even two kor. In other words, there is no restriction on how much you can put in over there. Now we find Karsiv Pinkase de Levi. Levi also had a Pinkase. He also had his notebook, his private notes, and it was written in Levi's notebook, Amris Kodem Rebbe. I said this in front of Rebbe, who's his Rebbe. So Umano, this is Rebbeinu Kadosh, the Gemara says. So, and it says, Al Dahavu Govlin Shasisa Bavavo. And Levi wrote in his notes that Rebbe was upset about the fact that people were doing this Shasisa, they were mixing the Shasisa in Bavel, Pavitzach Rebbe, and Tzavach Rebbe. Rebbe wasn't happy about this, and he yelled about this, and he protested about this. Again, who is this Rebbe? Umon Rebbeinu Kadosh. Again, it's Rebbeinu Kadosh. And it says, Al Dahavu Govlin Shasisa. Rebbe was very upset that they were mixing this Shasisa, which we said only Rav Yosef Yehuda said you're allowed to do, but the opinion of the Chacham was you're not allowed to do this. V'les Tishmile, but nobody was listening to him. V'les Chelo Bidei L'Mesa, and he didn't have the ability to stop the people from doing this. Why? Because me, the Rebbe Yosef Yehuda, they already had a psak from Rav Yosef Yehuda that said you're allowed to go and do this. Everybody did this, even though Rebbe felt that this was not the correct psak. Then it says, Kosova Pinkasei de Rishu Ben Levi. It was written in the notebook of Rishu Ben Levi, Homan de Bechaj B'Shaba. Now here we're going into an agadita discussion about things that a person is allowed, is going to happen to a person because of his birth day, or we'll see his birth hour. And again, this is a Gadatot type of a Gemara. It's difficult for us to fully understand this, but it's very, very interesting. So Gemara says, Kosovo, you can see the Rishu Ben Levi was written down in his notebook the following. Hai man de b'chad b'shaba, if somebody's born on the first day of the week, on Sunday, Hanola b'yecha b'shaba, Rashi says. So he's going to have certain characteristics. He gvar, he's going to be a man, below chodabe, and won't have something else with him. Rashi explains, Yehudam sholim, will be complete man, b'mida achas, in terms of one attribute, one characteristic. Below achas bo mimida acheres, it won't have any other mida mixed in with this attribute that he has. What exactly does this mean? The Gemara says, "My below chodabe." What does it mean that he won't have anything else mixed in with him? So Gemara says, "Ilema below chad letivu." Does it mean that there'll be nothing good about him? So that's impossible. The Gemara says, because Amar Ravashi, Ravashi says, "Anah bechad b'shab avoy." I was born on the first day of the week on Sunday. Now Ravashi was the leader of Klai Yisrael for 60 years. He had the original Daf Yomi cycle. He learned the first 30 years all of Shas. And then he did another 30 years old Shas. All Gemara is redacted by Ravina and Ravashi. Ravashi was unbelievably great. So obviously, if you're born on Sunday, it can't mean that you won't have any goodness in you. So the Gemara says, Elab mustn't mean Chodo Labishu. There won't be anything, anybody born bad that day. Oh, only going to be people that are good born that day. Nobody will be born bad that day. The Gemara says, but that's not true. But Ravashi himself said, I know I was born on a Sunday. And also, Vidimi Bar Kakuzza. He was also born on Sunday. We were both born on a Sunday. Now, Ano Melech, I was the head of the Jewish people. And he was the head of the Ganavim. In other words, he was a horrible person. So therefore, how can you tell me that people born on Sunday are all going to be good? So you have this head of the Ganavim over here. And he was bad, obviously. So how can you tell me you're only going to have Tzadikim, Rashi says, or Rishayim, born on Sunday? You see, they can have both. Someone says, you're right, that's not what it meant. Ella, I kule letivu, I kule lebisho. He was saying that people born on Sunday either going to be all good or all bad. They won't have a person who's good mixing with a little bit of bad, or a person who's bad mixing with a little bit of good. Again, this is not something that we can easily understand. We see people born all the time on Sunday that have both characteristics. So, again, this is something that's beyond our comprehension. Morris says, why on Sunday specifically you're going to have this extreme, either all good or all bad, my taima? So what it says, the Ibru Bey or V'choshech. This is an allusion to the idea that the light and the darkness were created, they're extremes, so therefore people will have either extreme. Mark continues in the Pinkas of Levi. Hi man, de bisrei b'shaba. A person was born on the second day of the week, on Monday. Yegvar ragzon. He's going to be a ragzon. What does it mean? A ragzon, it means an angry man, an angry person. Why? My time. How come? Mishum defligu be'mai, because that on Monday, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, and he split the waters of the world. So therefore, there's machlokis this on Monday. That's why it doesn't say ki tov on Monday, because Hashem created machlokis, and machlokis is not good. So therefore, a person who has this birthday on a Monday, so he's going to be a person who nobody's going to want to deal with because he's an angry person. Hi, man. If a person is born on Tuesday, on the third day of the week, so such a person, yegvar atir, he's going to be a rich person, and as well, he's going to be vizanaye. He's also going to be a person who deals with noe. Rashi says he's going to be an adulterer. He's going to, unfortunately, be a person who does a lot of immoral things. Gemara says in regards to sexual immorality. Gemara says, my time, why is that? Mishum de'ibri be'asodim, because on Tuesday, the grasses were created, and therefore, Rashi explains, it says, it's going to be something that's a lot of. So he's going to have a lot of money. He's also going to have a lot of taiva. The grasses are very quick to grow. And there's an Indian of pritzus. That's the aspect of the way, but a lot. He grows a lot, but he'll also have, unfortunately, these promiscuity tendencies. Rashi has another pshat, and he says, it doesn't say that the grasses will go. It says a tree should go. It doesn't say there, but in regards to the trees and other things it does, but not in regards to the asavim. So therefore, yotzim b'arvuvia, they're going to go and spread out all over the place, and they're going to deal one with the other, like this person is going to deal with other people's wives. So the Gemara says, hi man, somebody's born on the fourth day of the week on Wednesday, Yegvar Chakim Minor. He's going to be a very smart person, and Rashi says Nor is Zivos. He's going to be a shiny person. My time, how come? Mishum de Islu Be Maoros, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu put into the creation, he made on Wednesday all the stars were put into the sky. Rashi says the Torah is Or, and therefore he's going to be a very smart person, a shining person in Torah. Hi, man. It was on the fifth day of the week on Thursday. He's going to be a gomel chasodim. Why is that? My time. What Gemara says, mishum de ibru be dogim v'ofos, because Kosh Baruch created the fish and the birds on that day. Rashi says, shein torchin la'ochlin. They don't have a lot of hard work to do to get their food. Elinizonim bechaslu shal Kosh Baruch. Kosh Baruch made it that the fish and the birds have lots of food easily available to them, and therefore that is a bracha for a person born on Thursday that he will have lots of chesed. In other words, his parnasa will be easy. Hi, my name is Shabbos. So, if a person is born on Erev Shabbos on Friday, so such a person a gvar chazon, he'll be a person that keeps on returning to something. What does that mean? On Reb Nachman Yitzchok chazon b'mitzos, he's going to be very, very good mechazer achar mitzos. He's going to be a person always diligent in doing the mitzos. Hi, man. The b'shabasi, he a person is born on Shabbos, so b'shabasi yomos, he's going to die on Shabbos. Why? Al dachilu aloi yomu rabba the Shabbos, because when he was born, they had to do chilul Shabbos, so it's like midah k'neged midah. So we're going to also have you die on Shabbos. Where it says, on Rabbi Barshila, the Kadisha Rabba Yiskari. He's also going to be called the great person. Rashi brings down she parush v'kadosh, because the pasuk says baikat shehu. Now, that was the opinion that we found in Levi's Pinchas. Amalu Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Chanina says not everybody agrees to that. Poku, Amalei Lebar Levoy, go outside and tell Rabbi Shubin Levi. I think I said a minute ago it was Levi. He said, no, tell Bar Levi, tell the son of Levi. In other words, Rabbi Shubin Levi, go and tell him, lo mazel yom gorim. It's not the mazel of a person that makes him important. Ela mazel shah gorim. It's the mazel of which hour the day he's born in. There are seven breaks in the day, so to say, seven different hours of the day, based upon the sun, the moon, and the five visible planets that they saw besides Earth, obviously. So they saw Mercury, they saw Venus, they saw Mars, Jupiter, and Saturn. They can see that with the naked eye. And the sun and the moon, these are the 7 hours of the day. They rotate, go through various repetitions, and based upon their understanding of which hour a person was born under, he's going to have the attributes of that astrological body, the sun, the moon, or the five visible planets besides Earth that they could see. So now we're going to run through this system of Rabbi Chanina, looking at the hours of the day, according to this 7 visual bodies in the sky, what a person's characteristics would be like. So the Mazel Shah is Gorim according to Rabbi Chanina, and he says as follows. Hi, man, somebody is born during the hour that the sun comes out. Again, Rashi points out that there were 7 hours. They would go through rotations over and over these 7 hours, and depending on which hour you're born in, you have these characteristics. So somebody born during the hour that the sun was sholeit, so to say, the sun was in charge. Yeah, Gvar Ziv Sun. He would be a shiny person. He would be a person, as we pointed out, the Torah Or, he would be a Talmud Chacham and a shining person. In addition, it says he ochel midilei. He will eat his own stuff. He won't have to go and take other people's things. Vishas midilei. He'll drink his own things. Rashi explains this is because the sun never goes into the moon's time period. It always, when the sun is out, that's it. It's just the sun. At nighttime, the sun doesn't shine at all. So therefore, he's always eating his own, drinking his own. Virazoi gayin. But any secrets of his will be revealed to all because the sun is bright, and it's going to go and show everybody his secrets. As Rashi says, "Ein lo rishus l'chasos sodo v'nisterosov." You won't be able to hide his secrets. Ela kishemesh hazeh, like the sun, shu pumbi l'kol. It's bright open in the sky. V'razoi gayon, his secrets will be revealed to all. Im ganiv lo matzlach. Likewise, if he's a god, he's not going to be successful because again, he's doing it in broad daylight. That's the expression. He's doing it in broad daylight, so therefore, he's not going to be successful. Now, that's the if you're born in the hour that the sun is on the rise. Hai man de bekochav noga. If you're with the kochav, the star, meaning the planet over here, noga, which is Venus, so that planet, if you're born in its hour of shlita, ye gvar asir v'zanoi yehe. The person is going to be a person who's very rich, asir v'zanoi, but he's also going to be, as we said previously, a noe. If he's going to be somebody who is an adulterer, he's going to be somebody who's dealing with sexual immoralities. Why? My taima. Mishum disale binura, because he's born under this hot type of a personality. As Rashi says, Eish toli b'yosu mazel, fire is associated with Venus, and therefore he's going to have this strength or fire over his taivos, and he's going to be burning like a fire. Rashi says, bore kitaner, and he's going to cause him to be good successfully in business, but this burning desire is going to have impacts on his immorality as well. Because he has this fire in him. Hai man de bekochav, if you brought under the star that is known as kochav, which is Mercury. So then he gvar nohi v'chachim is going to be very, very also a shiny person and very, very bright, very big tamu chacham. Why? Bishub de safra de chamo, because he is the assistant to the sun. The safra is like the sofer, the scribe for the sun. Rashi says, "Who sofer shamazul chama?" He's the scribe, the sofer for the mazel of the sun, and therefore he's going to be similar to it. What's its lotomid? He's like by the sun at all times, so he's going to be shining like the sun. Okay, hi man de belivna belivana. If somebody is born under the mazel, the hour that the levana, the moon, has precedence, yigvar sovil marin. He's going to be somebody who's constantly going to be accepting Marin, all sorts of bad things, Yisurin. Rashi says, Kelavona, like the Lavona, Shemisnavim Volechas, the moon is constantly waxing and waning, so it's, so to say, suffering all sorts of insults. And this person will be suffering such insults and Yisurim as well. Banai Vesasir, Vesasir Banai, it waxes and wanes, so it's like building and then coming down and then building all the time. However, ochel lo delay, v'shasi lo delay. Likewise, he's going to be eating and drinking from that which is not his own, because the moon can be seen even during the sun sometimes, during the beginning and end of the days when the sun is out, so the moon can be seen as well. So therefore, it's like he's drinking from somebody else's, eating from somebody else's stuff. However, v'razoi kasir, but his secrets will be able to be hidden, because it'll be during the pitch black night, so his secrets will be able to be hidden. And therefore, if he's a ganav, he's going to be matzliach, he'll be successful. Mark continues and said, what happens if somebody is born? Haiman dibshasoi, if you're born under the hour that the Shapsoi, which is Saturn, is ruling. In this situation, Yegvar Machshavse Betalim. His ideas or his thoughts are going to be batel. Rashi points out this comes from the Lashon of Yishbosu. On Shabbos you rest. In other words, the ideas of this person are going to be resting. They're going to be pushed aside. He's not going to be successful. So Rashi says, Lo Yishbosu. Okay, so now this, I mean, others say no. Called him Achshavir Alei. Anybody that has thoughts against him will be betalim because of this idea. Not that his thoughts will be batel, but the thoughts against him will be batel. Finally, Haiman de Betzedek, if somebody's born under the hour that Jupiter, Tzedek is Jupiter, is Sholeit, so then, Yegvar Tzadkot, he's going to be a Tzadik. What do you mean by a Tzadik? Omer Rav Nachum Yitzchok, Betzadkom Bemitzvos. He'll be a person who will be very, very careful in his mitzvos. Rashi says he'll give lots of tzedakah. When it says mitzvah, it often means tzedakah. He says tzedakah laniyim, the korla mitzvah, loshon agada. He brings this down that this is, when it says mitzvah, it often means tzedakah. Finally, this was from the Pinchas of Rabbi Hanina. He didn't like Rabbi Shuben Levi's Pinchas. So he said, Haiman de Bemadim, the last one, is from Mars. Somebody's brought under the Shlita. When Mars is prominent during that hour, Yegvar Oshed Dimma. He's going to be somebody who goes and sheds blood. He's going to be somebody who kills something, right? He destroys something. The Gemara explains further and says, Amar Ravashi, umna, if he is a phlebotomist, somebody who, an umna means a professional, but it means over here specifically somebody who draws blood. So that's one way that you can be like Mars, the red planet Mars. So you can see the redness of the planet in this person that he draws blood. Iganbo, if he's going to be a ganav, Rashi explains, not just a regular ganav, he's a listim mizuyonim. Hahorig nefashos, he's an armed robber that goes and kills people. So that's how he spills blood if he's a ganav. Itabocho, he's a butcher. Shechs, that's how he spills blood. Imal, or he's a male who goes and spills the blood of the Dam Mila. Okay. Where it says, Amar Rabba, Ano b'madim havoy. Wait a second. Rabba says, hey, I was born under the Shlita of Mars, and hey, I'm not a murderer. Ano b'madim havoy. I was born under Mars and nothing happened to me. So Amar Bai says, yes. Amar Bai, my mami onish v'kotil. You also have punished people in your role as the head dayan, and therefore you have killed people as well. So therefore, in your role as a judge, you're also fulfilling this idea of the red planet that is a blood associated with such a person. Others explain that we have the famous story in Purim, that Rabba and Rav Zeira were eating together on Purim and drinking together, and Rabba came and killed Rav Zeira. Of course, then he dived into HaKadosh Baruch Hu and he had him resuscitated. And next year they wanted to sit down together. And Zera said, no, who says a miracle is going to happen again? In any event, so some suggest that that's what he means, that he was onish v'kotel. Mar says, Itmar, this entire discussion is according to the opinion of Reshuv Levi, that it's under the mazel of the constellation that you're born under, which astronomical body you're born under, or whether it's the day of the week that you're born under, Reshuv Levi and Rabbi Hanina. So Rabbi Hanina Omar mazel machkim. Rabbi Hanina holds clearly that the mazel, the sign that you're born under, the sign that has a shlita, will determine a lot of things for you, such as your chokhmah. And mazel mashir will determine whether you'll be successful in business or not, whether you're a rich person or not. And he therefore holds yesh mazel yisrael, that there is this concept that a person has preordained certain things. Obviously, what you do, you can always make a difference. But if somebody's preordained that they're going to be smart, the question will be what you do with your wisdom. But if somebody's ordained that he has an IQ of 20, so then he's not going to obviously be a chacham. Now, he, on his IQ level, on his level that he's given, he could obviously have bechira chofshi. But there's a certain mazel that even occurs by yidden. Yesh mazel yisrael. Rav Yochanan disagrees. Rav Yochanan might know. In mazel yisrael, he says, no, we are totally outside the shlita of mazel. The Oz Rav Yochanan time, and Rav Yochanan proves this from the following. Rav Yochanan, minayin shein mazel yisrael. How do I show? I know that yidden don't have mazel. Because the pasuk says, shenemar. Pasuk Yirmiyahu tells us, kol mar shem el derech ha-goyim al tilmudu, says, don't follow the path of the goyim. And don't be afraid of the constellations, don't from the signs from Shemayim. The Goyim have to be afraid of them. In other words, the Goyim have constellations and mazel and sway over them. However, Yisrael doesn't have Yichatu. We shouldn't be concerned about that. A person can be outside and above the mazel that may be impacting on the rest of the way the world flows. Now, this was the opinion of Rav Chanina versus Rav Yochanan. We have many people that agree with both sides. The Gemara is going to list the Af Rav Sovar in Mazel Yisrael. Rav also held, like Rav Yochanan, that there is no concept of mazel for the Jewish people. Don't review them, Rav. Minayin shein mazel Yisrael. How do we know that the Yidden don't have mazel? Shenema, because the Pasuk says, by Avram Avinu, when he asked Hashem, how do I know I'm going to have children? Vayotzei Yisrael Chutzah, Hashem took him outside. In a moment, we'll explain. Outside meant outside his mazel. So, Vayotzei Yisrael Chutzah. Amar Avon Lepnei HaKosh Baruch Hu. Avon HaKosh Baruch Hu. Ben Beisiyo Reish Yosi. Right now, I have an Eved. I have Yishmael. He's inheriting me. So Amar lo, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, no, lav, he's not going to be one that's going to inherit you. Ki im asher yitzeh mimecha, you're going to have another child, and that's going to be Yitzchak, of course, and he's going to inherit you. So Avram says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Amar fonam yonam shalolam, nistakalti b'itztagnignus shali, I looked into the stars, I looked into the constellations, then a royal lowly bain, and I can't have a child. I saw the constellations, I can't have a child. And the Drasha bring down that Avram was an androgynous. He didn't have the physical capabilities. And even worse, Sarah was a woman who was born also as an androgynous and didn't have a womb. So therefore, it was totally through nature, through the normal mazel, they wouldn't have been able to have children. So that's what Avram told the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And Amalek, Kodesh Baruch Hu said to him, Tzei mi estanignus, it's tagnignus shulcha. No, leave, go out. But you'll see also a chutzah, Rashi explains. Go out from your mazel, she'en mazel yisol, because I'm telling you, you don't have to worry about that. You have ability to go above and beyond the mazel. My daita, what are you thinking? The koi tzedek, b'marav, you're thinking that Jupiter, the planet tzedek, is in the west, and therefore, somehow that makes you, it's cold, Rashi says, shumokum etzonein, v'en aroi laholid. So this is the reason why you're seeing in your astrological sign that you wouldn't normally, in the normal situation, not be able to have children. So he said, no, I'm going to take Jupiter and move it. Madrina umukmino lebe mizruch. I'll put it into mizruch, we'll warm up. I know this is, this is what the pasuk means, and this is the haftorah of Parshas Lech Lecha. These pasukim yotzei osachutzah in Parshas Lech Lecha, and this is the haftorah of Parshas Lech Lecha. But I know this is, it says, mi hayir mi mizruch, who, so to say, moved from the mizruch, tzedek yigrei l'raglo, and moved it to the east from the west. So this is the homiletic understanding over here of these psukim. Now we have additional amaroyim that also hold in mazal yisrael. Umi d'shmul nami in mazal yisrael. Shmul also holds that there is the mazal yisrael. And we'll have several stories now that go and discuss proof that there is no mazal yisrael. Three beautiful stories. The shmul v'avlet have a yasve. Shmul and Avlet. Avlet, Rashi tells us, v'shem chochum nochri hoya. The chozeb b'kochovim. He was a stargazer. He was able to look into the Shemayim and see various things in the future. It's fine. So, the Habakkuz lehanach inish liyakba. And they were sitting together, Shmuel and Avlet, and were talking, and they saw a person going into the swamp. And Omar lay Avlet the Shmuel. So, Avlet tells Shmuel, hi, Gavro Ozil v'loasi. He's going into the swamp, but he ain't coming back. He's going to die in the swamp. Torik lechibya umayis. A snake is going to bite him there, and he's going to die. So Amalei Shmuel. Shmuel tells Avlet, no, not necessarily so. If he's a goy, you're right, because a mazel, the goyim have mazel, and this mazel is, you're right, you're seeing somehow in the sky that he's supposed to die. However, Yibai Yisraelu, but if this guy's a yid, Ozil Yossi, he's going to go into the swamp, and he's going to possibly come out of the swamp. No, they're sitting there, Adi Yosvei, they're sitting there and talking, Shmuel and Avlet, Ozil Yossi, this person who Avlet said was going to die being bitten by a snake, he comes back. So come Avlet, Avlet is very surprised, and Shadi Litune, he gets off the bag of reeds that the guy went into the swamp to cut, and he looks in it, and Ashkach Bechivya, and he sees inside of it a poisonous snake, a deadly snake, the psik that was cut in half, Ushadi Betarte Guve. Rashi explains, B'shtei Chatichos, she cuts it with Makanim below Yodea. When this person was chopping the reeds, there was a snake there, and he chopped this snake in half and didn't realize it, and we packed up all the reeds, so he had the snake still cut in half inside all these reeds. So Amalei Shmuel, Shmuel said to this person, obviously he was supposed to die, Avlet was right, and since he's a yid, it was outside of the mazel, and he'd done something Shmuel recognized. So Shmuel asked him, Mayavadata, what did you do that you deserve to be saved from this death that you were destined for? Amalei, so this person, who was the one who was supposed to die, told Shmuel, Kol Yoma, every day, Hab Marminon, Rifto, Bahadia Dodi Vyachlinon. So he was a shepherd, whatever he was, a woodcutter, whatever it was that he was doing. So he and his buddies every day would pull all their food together, all their bread together, and they'd make one big dish, and everybody would then take some. So everybody had to bring something. So this day, Ha'idna, Havika Chadminon, there was one person there, the Lavali Rifta, one person was very poor, and didn't have any bread to throw into the kitty. And therefore, he was going to be very, very embarrassed. Rashi says, he would have become very embarrassed. He had nothing to put in, but he was going to take out. So therefore, Amina Lu, so this person who was supposed to be bitten by the snake, saw this person's discomfort, and he said to everybody, Lu, I'll go collect the food today. I will go, and each of you, and go get the bread. We went to the person who didn't have any bread. He made it look, he made it look like he was taking bread from him, when in fact the guy didn't have any bread. And Rashi explains that he also went and put in his own. Rashi said he looked like he was taking from that person. So everybody saw and said, oh, that guy's contributing. And Rashi says he took from his own pocket and put in twice, one for himself and one for this other person. So the Gemara says, so the guy shouldn't be embarrassed. What a great deal. He saved somebody from dying. So it says somebody who's, it's better to die than to embarrass somebody. So Mida Kenegi Mida. If you save somebody embarrassment, you're going to save yourself from dying. And Omalei Shmuel said to him, oh, mitzvah arato, you did this mitzvah. Again, we just pointed out, Rashi says, mitzvah means tzedakah, that you did this chesed to this person over here. Whoa. Nofak Shmuel v'dor. Shmuel went out to the Beis Medrash that day, and the darish, and the darish, and tzedakah tatsumi mothers. This person, he told him the story. This person was supposed to die, but because he did tzedakah, he didn't die. And not only v'lovi miso mishuna, not only don't you die from a strange and unusual type of a death, from a regular death. This person was supposed to die a regular death. So it even can save you from that. That's story number one. Story number two. We see a similar idea in the Rebbe Kiva, Nami in Mazal Yisrael. Rebbe Kiva also holds that there's a Mazal from Yisrael from the following story. Rebbe Kiva Habilei Barata. Rebbe Kiva had a daughter. Amrilei Kaldoi. He was told by a Kaldoi. Rashi explains the Kaldoi are Chozim B'Kochavim, also stargazers, an astrologer, and they're able to tell the future. Tosa says, Rashi over here is right. Rashi elsewhere says that this is some sort of necromancy, Ovin Yedoni, various types of predicting the future, and that's wrong. Right, Tosu says, but the Rashi over here is right, that they're stargazers. Okay, fine. This Kaldoi told Rabbi Akiva, how Yoma Daila Lebei Ginona, the day that your daughter goes and gets married, Bnei Ginona means to her wedding canopy. So Tarik Lechiv Yomesa, a snake is going to bite her and she's going to die. Oh, so Rabbi Akiva was very worried about this. Havadiga Amil Satuva, Rabbi Akiva was very, very worried about this. He knew that the Kaldoim had a certain ability to see the future. Right, it's Tanigi Paro. They were able to tell certain things. They couldn't see clearly, but he was afraid that this would somehow be true. No, the day comes for her wedding. How Yoma Shkauta Limachvanta. She takes her wedding jewelry. Rashi explains that this Machvanta is a certain foreign language word. Nushka Shozov. It's a certain type of gold jewelry. Sheishkamo Tasbirosh. It's like a diadem or a tiara on her head, and it has a pin into it, and that's the beguda. She stuck it into the wall for safekeeping, and it so happened that a snake was there and was going to bite her and kill her. Israme, Isa be'ene de chibra, by sticking the brooch in the wall, so she killed the snake. So then she goes to sleep. She wakes up in the morning. Let's offer. She gets up in the morning. Ki kos shoklo, she takes it out, and havya kos sarich, it's attached. Sircha is like an adhesion, so when she pulls the pin out of the wall, a snake comes with it. A dead snake comes out. So this is a tremendous snake that occurred. So Rekiva sees this. Amula Avuas, her father, tells her. Rekiva tells his daughter, Maya Vadatil, what did you do to save yourself from this close brush with death? So Amalei, she said to him, listen, at the wedding yesterday, Bifanya, Osa Anya Korababa. Well, everybody's very, very, very busy with the wedding. So an Anya, poor person, knocked at the door and said, could he have some food? Everybody was busy at the wedding. So therefore, the Lekka Dishami, nobody heard the poor guy knocking at the door. So Koyimna, she heard it somehow. She got up. She called Luis Denai, the obviously. And she said, I'm going to give him my portion of food, right? She wasn't going to steal from somebody else's portion. She was entitled to a portion of food. So she went and took the portion of food that she was entitled to, and she gave it to this person. Yapti niyale, and she gave it to him, and that's what she saved herself with. Amalah, Rabbi Akiva tells his daughter, mitzvah v'adata, ooh, wow, what a wonderful stalker that you did over here. And again, similar to what Shmuel did, Nofak, Rabbi Akiva, Darash, Rabbi Akiva went to the Beis Medrash and immediately Darashin, Stalker, Tassim, Mimovis, Lomisa, Mishuna, Elam, Misa, Atzma. That Stalker of giving charity will save you from death, right? We're coming up in the Yom HaNoraim, and Shuvah, Tvil, Stalker, Mavir, Zroah, and Gezerah, so Stalker, Tassim, Mimovis. And therefore, the Pasuk for Mishlei, Stalker, Tassim, Mimovis, he Darashin to everybody and says it really happens, and not only from a strange and unusual death, but it can even save you from a regular death. And the third story is the story of Rav Nachman Yitzchak. And he also held that there's no mazel in Yisrael. What happened with him? So the Imei, his mother, the Rav Nachman Yitzchak, Amli Kaldoi, a stargazer of these Kaldoim, once told Rav Nachman Yitzchak's mother, Brich Ganvahava, your son, little baby Rav Nachman over here, is going to be a Ganav when he grows up. So Lo Shakase Galui Reishe. She said, no, I'm not going to let that happen. I'm not going to let the Kaldoi's vision come true over here. So she said, I'm going to put a yarmulke on his head. Yore Malka. Yarmulke means Yore Malka. I'll keep his head always covered. He's going to realize I have something above me. Know who's above you, and this will remind him not to go take something else from somebody else. That's what she did. Amalei, she told Rav Nachman Yitzchak, Kasi Reishi, always keep your head covered. You always have Yorei Malkus. You have the fear of the king, Yorei Shemayim, and this will help you constantly not to do a sin and become a ganav. That's not enough. Also, Ubay Rachme and Davin that Hakadosh Baruch Hu should save you from becoming a ganav. No, La Viyoda Amai Karmelay. No, he never understood why his mother specifically told him this. She didn't tell him about the Nevuah, the vision that the Chaldai had, the astrology guy. She didn't tell him where she got this information. She just said, always wear a yarmulke, and this way remember that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is above you, and always daven that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should save you from becoming a ganav. Fine, but he didn't know the reason why. Yom Echad, one day, Mefarshim was saying when he was still relatively young, Yosef Kogaris Tusei Dikla, he was learning underneath the tree, and he's so immersed in his learning, Nofal Glima Meilave Reishi, and his yarmulke fell off his head. The cloak, the garment that he had over his head fell off. And for an instant, he didn't have this Yorei Malka, he didn't have the yarmulke concept above him. The law, Dolly, Eine Chazed Dikla. Meanwhile, he looks up and he sees this palm tree in front of him, which wasn't his, and if he takes any fruit from it, he's going to be a ganav. So Alma Yitzray, his Yitzhara was strong and overpowered him. And Solik, he went up, Paske Lekibura Bishine, and he grabbed some of the dates from this palm tree with his mouth. He bit him off with his teeth. He was such a glutton. He was such a ganav in this situation that he was overpowered over here, and his Yetzirah, he followed his Yetzirah, like the Chaldai had predicted, and that's why his mother was so smart in inculcating him from youth that you have to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu not to let your taivas take you over, and always keep in mind that understand that there's HaKadosh Baruch Hu in front of you. So, normally I would go further in the Mishnah, but tomorrow's daf, which is the last daf in the Masechta of Shabbos, the beautiful Masechta, is a very short Amud Beis, so we'll stop over here and we'll start fresh with a new Mishnah tomorrow. This concludes today's shiur.